with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, March 7th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, the Rems and St. Mary's boys basketball team advanced to the state semifinals for the second year in a row. The Hawks defeated third seed Gladbrook Rhinebeck by a final score of 57-47. But it did not start out the way you would think it would for the Hawks, winning by 10. Rems and St. Mary's fell behind 17-11 after one quarter and 24-13 with just 6 minutes to go in the first half. Rems and St. Mary's co-head coach Justin Rudin says that is in large part to just not doing the little things right to start the game.
And I thought our effort in the first quarter was like very subpar on our part. And I don't know if it's effort's ever the word, but it's just like having the small details, the body position, you know, being all there with the mental part of the game, recognizing guys. And I think we told them in that timeout that we've seen better. We know we can do better. And I think it was a big spark to him to just come out. Wasn't no special play that made us do anything. It was just us executing a little bit better.
But then the Hawks got a break in the action and were able to reset things with their coaches. Senior Cale Ortman, who scored 11 points, says it took a reminder that this is the last go-around for the seniors and for the Hawks to get back on the right track.
You know, that first quarter was a little shaky for us. We didn't have confidence in our shots. We started out a little cold, you know, and then after that first media timeout, coach just said, you know, seniors, this is your last ride. You guys need to go out, give it all you got, and that's what we did.
In the next 8 minutes and 49 seconds of game action, after being down by 11 with 6 minutes to go, the Hawks would outscore the Rebels 23-6, resulting in the game being tied at half and the Hawks leading to start the second half. Coach Rudin says having the game tied at the break gave them the confidence they needed to start the second half on the right foot.
I think it was big for us just having like that game tied again going into halftime. And like that was a win for us in that aspect, because as much as we were down, as bad as we were playing, and I said, like we talked about that too, as bad as we played, to have this thing tied was a win for us at that. And then now to come out in the first 3 minutes of the second half and really just kind of establish ourselves, play our game, get back to it. And like really, I think that's when we started looking inside and started feeding Colin Holman, and you know, and the different things, the different players that we can have stepped up.
And part of the reason the Hawks didn't fold was their experience in these situations. Of course, the Hawks have been to state in every season during their illustrious high school careers. Ortman says that experience allowed them to stay level-headed and get back in the game.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we've been down here 4 years. We've been at all the other state venues all 4 years. And, I mean, we just know what it feels like to be, you know, to hear that, how loud it gets. You know, when the other team goes on runs, we know how to keep our composure. You know, and the coaches just told us, you know, stay level-headed, and that's what we did.
The second half of the contest saw the Hawks go inside a lot more and have plenty of success. Sophomore post Colin Holman scored 17 points to go along with 16 rebounds in a monster double-double performance on a big stage. Holman says he had to remain physical to give the Hawks a strong presence underneath.
I knew I had to be physical down low, work to get the rebounds and finish through contact, and just play my game that I've been playing all year long, crashing, doing all the things, little things right.
And senior teammate Jackson Bunkers, who had 12 points on the day, says his teammates recognized a mismatch and got Holman the ball whenever they could.
We knew he had an advantage inside this game, so for sure we wanted to get him the ball and make it a little bit easier for us. So once we got it into him, it was just going to open everything else up for us.
And the performance was impressive for Holman, who didn't play very many minutes at all on last year's semifinal squad as a freshman. Coach Rudin says this game just shows how quick his development has been into a strong presence in the paint.
For him, like not having much experience last year, he got maybe a minute or whatever it might have been last year. But for the progress he has made, he's put in the time, he's put in the effort. He doesn't shy away from big moments either, so it's good to see out of a young sophomore.
And Holman knew it would be a battle down there and says he never shies away from a tough test.
It's pretty much every game. I have to work hard. I mean, it's not easy. Like, you have to work for what you want, and that's what I do. And it's not an easy thing. You just have to have the mindset, and you have to keep your head in the game and just keep going.
So the Hawks now move on into the semifinal round, and they'll get a rematch with the team that eliminated them in last year's tournament in North Lynn. The Lynx beat the Hawks in last year's state semifinal by a score of 56-46. Coach Rudin says the Hawks need to be strong on the defensive end to have a different outcome this year.
I think we're going to come out with that defensive effort. And this is a good prep for us because they do the pressure just like these guys did tonight. And so I think it was good prep for us in that aspect. I think we need to learn to handle that a little bit more. We were kind of shying away at times. I think we got to be – everything's got to be clicking against Northland. They are one of the better programs that has happened in the state, winning a 2A championship and a 1A championship. And I know Mike's going to have us well scouted. I think the boys just got to come out. And it comes down to us just playing our basketball, executing, and playing defense.
Another key to a different outcome, according to Jackson Bunkers, will be coming out of the gate strong.
Last year, I feel like we just started off slow, so we need to make sure we come out ready to play. Like this game, we kind of came out slow, so this next game, we need to make sure we come out ready right away and then just not get into their fast-paced tempo game. We need to play our own basketball.
And the Hawks move on to the boys' state basketball tournament with a 23-2 record. Their contest with North Lynn will be Wednesday night at 7:15 p.m. KLEM Radio will broadcast the game live from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck's season ends with a record of 23-3. And let's take a look at the rest of the sports action from yesterday at the boys' state basketball tournament. These scores are all on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. You're going to notice a trend in the 1A tournament that got broken with Remsen St. Mary's. Taking a look at the first game of the day, top seed Grandview Christian took down 8 seed New London at final 61-51. It was the 4 seed West Harrison disposing of the 5 seed Dunkerton 85-63. Second seed North Lynn, they took down the 7 seed Madrid to move on to the semifinals 72-63. And again, Remsen St. Mary's defeated Gladbrook Rhinebeck 57-47. The Hawks were the only team in the 1A field to pull off the upset as the lower rated seed. And so they mess up the tournament as not having all of the top 4 seeds move on. In the Class 2A state tournament quarterfinal contest, top seed Central Lyon had no problem with the 8 seed Des Moines Christian, 74-41, that final score. And the other game of the day was the 4 seed Pella Christian taking down the 5 seed MFL Marmac by a final of 61-54. All these scores and more can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. And we take a look at the sports schedule for today. 6 more state quarterfinal contests will take place at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, starting with the 2A quarterfinals. And there'll be Roland Story taking on Kemper Catholic of Carroll. Western Christian takes the floor in the midday, taking on Monticello. In the 3A quarterfinal round, it's Bondurant Farrar taking on Algona. Newton matches up with North Polk. Marion matches up with Bishop Heelan later on in the day. And it's Cedar Rapids Xavier rounding out the day, taking on Des Moines Hoover. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.